Good morning to my podcast listeners. My name is Justin Nyoni and welcome to Old Money University. My mission here is to inspire, to motivate, and to inform, and to share stuff that I read, stuff that I listen to, stuff that lifts me up, stuff that informs me, stuff that makes me smarter, stuff that makes us just better on this journey of life as we go for success, go for making that old money. So today I just thought about fear, and I listened to a little talk by it was an interview of Will Smith, and he speaks about fear, and I found it so interesting, because fear is one of those things that really affects the quality of our lives. You know? As you know, being an entrepreneur, you're faced with fear every single day. Especially when you're starting out. And I was like, you know, I remember when I was writing a chapter in my book, and I was writing about fear, about what it's like when you step out, when you drop out of university, when you start a company and you start something, and then when you're faced with that moment where you have to stop, get off the path that's like well laid out, and you have to, you know, beat your own path in the uncertainty, because I mean, everyone's faced with that. That's what I was saying in the piece that I wrote, that everyone is faced with that moment where they have to step out of what's certain, where they have to step out of that path that's well laid out, that's safe. You know, whether it's leaving your job for a new job, whether it's quitting school to start something, whether it's finishing school and starting, you know, whether it's moving a country, whether it's starting a new industry, whether we're all faced that moment. And even within a company, maybe you're starting a new product, you're starting a new position, you're starting a new project, and there's always that uncertainty that we face. And in order for us to progress in life, we have to go past fear. And a lot of people are locked in fear, and a lot of people have to, we allow our fears to hold us back. And so I thought, and listen to what Will Smith says. I think everyone knows Will Smith. A lot of people know, most people know who Will Smith is, an actor, very famous actor, very successful actor, very successful actor. And more importantly, a father. He's a father of, he's got three kids, I think. I've got a good family. So I think he's one of those guys who, one of the good guys in Hollywood, I think. And what he says about fear, and it's quite funny. I'm going to have you listen to the piece about it. But he says something which is very important. He says, I take a daily confrontation with fear. And that's one of the challenges I want to challenge you as you listen to this. Like, what are you doing to challenge yourself, to challenge the things that you're afraid of? You know? Daily, you need to wake up in the morning and you're thinking, okay, fine, what are the things that, where are the areas that fear is holding you back? You know, maybe it's a phone call to a client. Maybe it's a phone call that's still to raise money. Maybe it's putting yourself out there, because a lot of people are very, very afraid to put themselves out there. And you have to ask yourself, what are those areas? What is that area that's holding me back where I can't put myself out there? What is that thing that's stopping me? And he's talking about having a daily confrontation with fear. And that's what I want to encourage you. Have a daily confrontation with fear. Try every single day to confront those areas where fear is holding back. And it says some really good point. It says the problem with fear is that it lies. And I thought that was also quite amazing, because fear does lie to us. And that's why we have to confront it, because it's like almost like fear is telling you things that, because I heard one guy says, you know, a lot of the things that we fear never really come true. Yet we do fear, and yet fear is a big element of our life. That's another thing. And the last thing that he said, which is actually quite really interesting, he speaks about the point of maximum danger is a point of minimum fear. And you're going to hear the story. I don't want to spoil it for you, but this is Will Smith, and he's talking about how to confront fear. And I think this is something that will help you. So please enjoy it. Soak in everything he said. It's very funny. That's going to benefit you a lot.
How much does fear play into preventing us from grasping perspective, though?
Oh, no, fear is everything. Yeah, like, if there was one concept that I would suggest to people to take a daily confrontation with, is fear. The problem with fear is that it lies, right? So fear tells you, hey, you know, if you say that to that girl, she's going to know she has you, you know, and she'll never really be attracted to you if she knows how much you attracted to her. Yeah. Don't say that. No. How we get her is when she walks by, ignore her.
Right. Right. It's a
you know, it's like
pop it on your shoulder.
Fear tells you dumb shit like that, right? You know, so yeah, for me, the daily confrontation with fear has become a real practice for me since about three years ago. I went skydiving in Dubai, right? And skydiving is a really interesting confront with fear, right? So I gotta stand up. I'm sorry, I gotta stand up. All right. So all your friends, what happens? You go out, I dropped my thing. Yeah. So what happens is you go out the night before and you know, you take a drink with your friends and somebody says, yeah, we should go skydiving tomorrow. And you go, yeah, we'll go skydiving tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. And you go, yeah. And everybody goes, yeah. Right? And you go home and you're by yourself. You're like, Right? You're like, well, I mean, they was drunk too. Right? So maybe they not, maybe, I mean, we don't have to go. We don't have to do it. So then that night you're laying in your bed and you just keep, and you're terrified. You keep imagining over and over again jumping out of an airplane and you can't figure out why you would do that, right? And you're laying there and you have the worst night's sleep of your life, but you still have the hope that your friends were drunk, right? So you wake up the next day and you go, you know, down and you say where you were going to meet and everybody's there. You're like, oh, shit. All right, cool, right? So you get in the van and you don't know that your friends had the same night that you had because they're pretending like they didn't. They're like, yeah, man, my uncle's a Navy SEAL and, you know, this is going to be great. I've been looking forward to this. And you're like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And your stomach is terrible. You can't eat and everything, but you don't want to be the only punk who doesn't jump out of this airplane. So you get there and then you have this safety brief. And you're standing there, and the guys will tell you, well, if the chute doesn't open, what's going to happen is you're doing, well, why the hell, what could happen? That the chute wouldn't open, right? So you do a thing, and what you do is your first jump, you're attached to a guy who is going, you know, he's going to walk you out. So you go, and you get there, and there's an airplane, and nobody's stopping. Everybody's still going. So you get onto the airplane, and you're sitting there, and you know, it's extra because you're sitting on some dude's lap, some stranger. He's sitting on his lap, and it's like, you know, you got trying to make small talk. Yeah, man. So you'd be jumping with people all the time, huh? Right? You know. So and then you just want to make sure, yo, you got kids, right? You got people you need to see, right? You just want to make sure he's serious, right? So you get in there. So everything's normal. So you fly and you go up to 14,000 feet, and you notice there's a light. It's red. And it's yellow and green, right? So right now the light's red. So then you start thinking at some point the light's gonna go green, but you don't know what's gonna happen, right? And you wait and it goes yellow and the light goes green and somebody opens the door. And in that moment you realize you've never been in a freaking airplane with the door open. Right? Terror. Oh, sorry, I'm spitting. No, terror. Right? So you go and then, you know, if you were smart, you sat in the back so you don't go first, right? And then people start going out of the airplane. And you go and the guy walks you up to the end of the thing and you're standing and your toes are on the edge and you're looking out down to death. And they say, on three. And they say, one. two, and he pushes you on two because people grab on three, right? Right? And you go, and you fall out of the airplane, and in 1 second, you realize that it's the most blissful experience of your life. You're flying, right? It doesn't feel like falling, right? It's like you actually are kind of held a little bit by the wind, and then you start, and you start falling, there's zero fear. You realize that the point of maximum danger is the point of minimum fear. It's bliss. It's bliss. And you're flying. Right? And you're doing that. And then 20 seconds, 25 seconds, 40 seconds. And you have enough time to just kind of be like, oh, shit, that's that building. That's not like that one. Oh, you can see the ocean. Right? You start doing all of that. And the lesson for me was, why were you scared in your bed the night before? What do you need that fear for? Just don't go. Why are you scared in your bed 16 hours before you jump? Why are you scared in the car? Why could you not enjoy breakfast? What did you need that? The fear is fear of what? You're nowhere even near the airplane. Everything up to the stepping out, there's actually no reason to be scared. It only just ruins your day. You don't have to jump. And then in that moment, all of a sudden, where you should be terrified is the most blissful experience of your life. And God placed the best things in life on the other side of terror. On the other side of your maximum fear are all of the best things in life. You know? Mm-hmm. That was my experience with skydiving and fear.
All right.
All right.
So practically speaking.
But I didn't like that take. I'm going to do it again. Back to the top. I can sell it better. Oh, no.
when you decide to do something like that, like, how does it work practically? Do you call your wife and be like, I might be dead tomorrow.
Right. No, but that's...
But I made a drunk promise.
Yeah, I made a drunk promise. Yeah. Here, how about this? So I jumped. I had such a mystical, powerful, spiritual experience. I flew home and got my sons. And I went back. And 10 days later, my sons jumped, right?
Yeah.
Now, that was a little different. Oh, see, that makes me stand up, right? Because I'm scared, right? So... It was one, so Jaden went first, right? Jaden wants to do everything first. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, yeah, my sons are gonna have this crazy experience. And then Jaden went out of the airplane. And I was like, Then my oldest son, Trey, goes up and he goes out of the airplane. And I was like, this could potentially be the worst display of African-American parenting in history. Right. I was like, both my sons just fell out of an airplane.
Jump.
Right. Because I told them to. But again, the fear again. I was like, oh, my God. So I told the dude, I was like, listen, I want to see them go out, but I also want to see them land. And he's like, no, it's cool. So this time we went out and we did the straight bullet and I just went straight down past them. Right. I was like. And he's like, good. Right, did the bullet straight pass, pulled the chute late. I'm sorry, this makes me spit. I'm sorry. Pulled the chute late, landed, and then videoed them coming down. But it was like they had the same thing, the same experience with the fear. But that I'm telling you, the confrontation with fear is an absolute magical way of facing the things we have to do in this life, you know? Forget security, live for experience, right? So with that, every morning when I get out of the bed, you know, I haven't fixed everything in the world yet, so there's always something to do. Yeah. And in this film, I read an interesting quote, Siddhartha Gautama, the Buddha, he said that good people have to get out of the bed every day and try to empty the ocean with a ladle, mm-hmm. right? And I thought that was, you know, I knew that was profound, and I paused for a second, and I said, all right, what the hell is a ladle, right? right? So that, you know, I touched it on my iPad, it's ladle. Oh, it's like a big spoon. Okay.
As we
it's
say,
like
Philly.
A soup spoon. Yeah, it's like a soup spoon. I was like, why are you a soup spoon? So trying to empty the ocean with a soup spoon, you know, as the mentality of how you wake up every day to try to do good in the world. So for me, I'm really driven by continually trying to elevate my mind and elevate my spirit and care for my body and to be able to love as many people as effectively as possible with this mystery of life that I've been given.
Okay, this is the end of the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time to listen. And please, please, please subscribe. Hold Money University on Spotify. Let's grow the community. Tell a friend and send me a message, please. I would like to hear from you, where you're listening from. If something has been of encouragement or has helped you in any way, I would really, really appreciate it. Hit me up on Twitter, on Facebook, and I'll see you next time.